section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Believe it is already Thanksgiving time.
It's been a quick year for sure.
So, Bubba, what are you thankful for this year?
Well, I'm thankful for my kids, Mrs. Bubba, and for the life that I have. How about you?
That's easy. Asian porn, kick-ass music, and my main man, George Takei. Oh, yeah, and Farmville.
Dude, you gotta get out of the house more. Cue the music and let's get this show on the road.
What do you got there?
It's the new Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Check it out.
Those swimsuit issues don't excite me like they used to. I've been spoiled by internet porn.
It's true.
Totally.
What do you mean, internet porn?
You, don't know about internet porn?
Don't know what? I'm not really a computer guy.
Quagmire, I would think you, of all people, would know about internet porn.
They've got, like, thousands, literally millions of naked pictures on the internet.
What?
And videos, thousands of them.
You guys are messing with me.
Quagmire, you don't use the internet?
You mean that crappy dial-up thing that's a pain in the ass? No, I don't use the damn internet. I thought that was for nerds. Why didn't you guys tell me?
Oh, yeah, you can even see Tanya Harding's honeymoon video on there. I mean, it's gross, but it's like famous gross.
It's preparation for sex. It'd take me forever.
I'm telling you, dude. You need to get some sleep, dude. Yeah. Stop staying up playing Farmville.
You need to get laid. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 35 of A Burns One IP, entitled Intervention. My name is Blake Clayton, and I'm your host. And riding shotgun with me is the one and only, the Cockmaster, Uncle Bubba. What's up?
What's up, Blake? How we doing?
Oh, we're doing all right, man. It's seems like we haven't done a show in a long time.
It does seem like it's been a while.
We're crunching it out right before release time now.
That's right. And quick turnaround for the Christmas episode,
there
too.
There you go. Exactly.
Okay, that was Bad Habits by Ashley Riley that we just listened to. You can check her out at www.ashleyriley.com.
Yeah, I saw her play live.
Cool. Cool. Where was that at?
At the VFW in Decatur, Illinois.
Decatur.
So, as always, we play only hot chicks on this show, and she's a hot chick, and she's got a sweet-ass voice.
I'm going to bookmark that website so I can check it out later.
All right. Sounds good to me.
She's got pictures?
Yeah, it's got some pictures.
Excellent.
Excelente.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Anyway, you want to talk about what we're doing tonight?
We need to quit tapping that pen on the table and messing up the recording.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Bad habit.
Anyway,
tonight we've got music from Truck Stop Coffee, Liquor Box, Holly Golightly and the Brokoffs, Dr. Barkey, and J.R. Preston. We've also got an interview we did the other night with Split Lip Rayfield.
The homage, the greatest band ever.
Very, very awesome show. Talk a little bit more about that later on. Of course, we've got fan feedback, my two cents, contact info so you guys know how to get a hold of us, and much, much more.
I like when you say much, much more. It just
seems much,
like
much
endless
more.
Possibilities.
Endless possibilities.
This show could go on forever because you said much, much more.
Let's face it, dude. We could talk for days.
Yeah, nobody wants to listen for days.
No, probably not. So, you know, I heard that your son went out and spent his birthday money this morning.
Yeah, he bought Band Hero or Band Idol something, whatever.
You guys, as a family, hung out and played Band Hero, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
So, tell me, what songs did you get to play?
The first one I got to play was a Taylor Swift song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I love this song. And I wanted to, like, smack him in the back of the head.
Yeah, that's like going against everything that you stand for.
Yeah. So, but he was rocking out to it, and he knew the words to it. I felt a lot of shame. But then, the youngest one, he had a microphone, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, and he was singing as well, so you know his mother's corrupting his fucking brain. But, you know.
Yeah, they're good at that.
Nothing against Taylor Swift. I'd fuck her, but
That's about all you do.
That's about the extent of it, and I wouldn't want her to talk during it.
Just want to have sex with her, not listen to her music.
Yeah, mostly because it's been like 2 months.
Wow, that's a long time for you, man.
I know.
That's like an eternity.
It seems like a century ago. And my penis was in a nice warm vagina.
I bet you are totally out of tube socks by now.
Totally out of tube socks. They're all crusty and nasty.
Yeah, and that's no good. Because you can't even like wash them, and then because you know what's been in there. You
well,
don't
they turn like a yellow color.
Yeah, that's
they
gross.
Turn like a yellow. Like you ever jerked off and then had like a white T-shirt on, and then like been in a hurry and like swiped off. Like the next time you put that white T-shirt on, there's like this
big yellow stain.
Like DNA.
Yeah,
stays with you. And like on CSI, those guys aren't like. They don't have, like, special powers or nothing, like, they investigative minds.
No, not really.
They just see it. Just see yellow cum stains on your white
shirt. Here's
shirts.
Blake walking down the street with his...
This guy has cum all over his stomach at some point or another. I tell way too much stuff on this show, really, I do.
Wow.
You can't tell me that you don't know what I'm talking about. So.
I didn't say I didn't know what you're talking about.
Oh, already let's just go ahead and play a song. We got a band here called Truck Stop Coffee. Do you drink coffee?
No, I don't drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee. But
my coffee is called Mountain Dew.
Exactly. But we have Truck Stop Coffee with their song Laredo Skies, and you can check them out at truckstopcoffee.com. I don't know. You got a good segue? Like, ka-chow! Ka-chow!
Here it is!
We'll go with that.
Since you're gone, all of the cotton has turned brown. The reservoir dried up in this thirsty little town. There ain't no water to be found. But still, I feel like I've drowned. So heaven help me, I can't explain it. How a girl can make it so cold. Since you've gone, I've waited. Ice on our road. I'd rather find someone new, someone warm to hold on to. But I can't feel the grip since my fingers froze. You frosted my heart closed. So heaven help. How a girl can make it so cold. Since you've gone, I've waited for these Laredo skies to snow.
Good morning, everybody. This is Joey motherfucking Kansas from the Calamity Cubes, and you're not watching. You're listening to it. Burns1IP.com.
Welcome, listeners, to a special episode of Intervention brought to you by It Burns When I Pee. I'm Big G from Big G's Texas Roadshow at KOOK 93.5 and RevFMRadio.com. As many of you know, Blake's obsession with internet porn has gotten out of hand. All his friends and family decided it was time to have an intervention. Throughout the show, we will be playing some of the audio from this event. We are hoping it will inspire listeners and step up and help their friends and family who have an obsession with porn. Let's roll the tape.
Hey, Blake, let's go.
What the hell, man? Don't you wait for a person to open the door first?
Are you whacking off to porn again?
I like to think of it as calming meditation.
Dude, put your dick away and let's go record the show.
Well, give me a minute.
Sicko.
For the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Well, yeah, you can wash it. It doesn't matter. You can wash it.
And it's still there.
I got tons of white shirts that were like awesome shirts that I jacked off and they seen I ruined them.
How far up your shirt can you get it?
That's for another episode because I got a story about that. That's funny. I don't know if I'll tell that story on record.
Mental note.
Mental note, exactly. Okay, ready?
Yep.
All right, folks, welcome back to episode 35 of It Burns When I Pee. We just got done hearing Honkin' Tonkin' Hell Riders by Liquor Box. and you can check them out at myspace.com/liquorboxcountry.
Cool.
I like Liquor Box.
Liquor Box.
I've licked her box many a times.
Whose box?
It doesn't matter. There's been tons.
Any box?
Well, I licked beep. No. But no. And now that I got my new facial hair here, a little
that's
French
not
tip,
facial hair. That's peach fuzz.
That's a full beard.
That's peach fuzz.
That's 3 weeks of work right there.
Dude, that's like a day and a half growth for
if
most people.
If I look up in the air, it looks darker. But if I look down, it doesn't look so dark.
To me, it just looks gay.
All right. Well, let's do fan feedback since I look gay.
All right.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Probably looks gay because you watch all that gay Asian porn.
Oh, I've gotten so busted for that.
All right. Here we go with some fan feedback.
We have fans. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
All right. Here we go. Sounds like this will be a good one, Blake. Looking forward to it. I listened to the Cox and Roommates episode on my way back from Hong Kong as the plane was flung about like a
okay. All right, this is probably where I'm supposed to just keep bantering until you get yourself together. Was it the Hong Kong part that... Because I found it ironic that he was listening to our show in an airplane on his way back from Hong Kong, where he could have got me a lot of Asian porn.
Well, it was a combination of that, and I pictured him sitting on the plane next to George Takei.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Anyway, the plane was flung about like a fucking pinball. Jesus Christ, I can't do this.
Oh, my. Have you been drinking? Because
no,
Norma Jean could usually get through it. You know.
No, I haven't. Okay. Anyway, it was being flung about like a fucking pinball by some turbulence, and I thought I was going to perish or shit myself. I realized your voice may be the last I ever hear, and how I wished it had been Norma Jean's instead.
That's not cool.
Hey, the guy likes Norma
Jean.
It
makes sense.
Hell yeah, it does. As you can tell, I made it back to Scotland in one piece. However, the stress brought on by that turbulence means my asshole still resembles the top of an old ketchup bottle.
Wow. I'm not going to talk about my asshole in this episode.
And then he says, fuck flying, seriously, fuck it. And that's from Paul in Scotland.
Paul, thank you very much for the fan feedback, and thank you for listening to our show on your way back from Hong Kong and not bringing me any porn.
All right, next up, this one's from Philip.
Better yet, instead of porn, you could have brought me one of them girls. Just, like, put her in a box. Put her in a box, cut a hole.
Anything to get an Asian woman, isn't it?
Yeah, there was one at the eyeglass place the other day, but we'll wait until later.
We'll talk about that later.
She looked mad.
All right, this next one's from Philip. What the hell is Nashville thinking? Nobody wants to hear this pop country. What is that? What is that they don't know nothing about being country from the man saying, Trashville, that's what it's turning into.
Yep, that's what the fan feedback said.
That's what it said.
I don't get it, but...
There's
PBR does wonders for fan feedback.
That's right, it does, man. Take it from me, because obviously I've had a lot of it. All right, this one's from Dave. Man, the shows just keep getting better. You are a podcasting god. Wow.
Oh,
I have a couple of requests for your show. Can you play Poor Desperate Fools off the Bitter Harvest album and also The Bright Side from Those Poor Bastards? Keep up the good work, Blake. I love the show.
And I did that request on the last show.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So Dave's happy now.
Dave is happy.
All right. This one's from Marion Morrison. The Sons of Perdition were great. Very inspirational. Zeb is a genius.
He is a genius.
A genius.
I wish I was a genius.
You're far, far, far from
I'm
being
a, genius
a genius
in some aspects, but...
Well, obviously, you're a podcasting god, according to Dave.
Amen. Every time you say podcasting god, I'll just say...
Ooh. Ooh. All right, moving on. Keep going here.
Wow, we make this long.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Blake... Been really digging the show lately. Always liked Creepy Guy and Norma Jean, but now it seems you got a co-host who really cares about putting together a good show and bringing stuff to the table.
Look at this guy.
I'm getting a little positive feedback.
I know.
People love Bubba and his cock.
I bet they do.
Mrs. Bubba loves me and my cock.
Mrs. Bubba.
We're going to talk to her here in a little while.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway.
Nothing against you, Mrs. Bubba, but I know what it's about.
Back to the fan feedback.
And though I liked the live stream of the episodes, I think it made too much going on and was taken away from the overall podcast. So keep up the good work, and I'll keep tuning in. That's from the Trigger Man.
Trigger Man at SavingCountryMusic.com.
I like that name.
I wish I had a cool nickname like that.
Yeah, I don't think people I could pull off something like Trigger Man.
Yeah, I'd be like...
And in case you guys couldn't figure that out.
On the radio, it didn't do nothing.
Blake has his fingers in the shapes of guns pointing at the computer.
I'm pointing them at this guy.
All right, moving on. We've still got four more.
Ooh, sorry.
Just started listening to it. Blake, thanks for the info on your show. Congrats, buddy. That one's from Cassandra. I fucking love your show. The Halloween episode was awesome.
She said they fucking love the show.
And that one's from Chris Miller.
Chris Miller, you the man.
We love the fucking show.
We love the show.
I love the Halloween episode.
Ooh.
Personally thought it was one of our best.
Yeah, it was, because we've only done two together.
Yeah, so that kind of, I guess that's kind of a default thing, huh?
Yeah.
All right, next up, this one's from the Calamity Cubes.
Yes.
Oh my. We had so much fun. Thanks for coming all the way down to Decatur in your lady roommate's ride and everything. You're the shit. Thanks, Blake.
So, like, all the shows I go to, the bands always comment on the roommate's vehicle that I drive. It's purple, and it says, you know...
And gay.
Spay and neuter your pets on
Looks
the side.
Looks gay.
Yeah, I get lots of chicks.
Yeah.
Lots of chicks at the show.
All right, last one. Thank you, sir, for the Charlie Pride song. I would love to hear Slack Eye Slim, No Place For Me, Spindrift, Speak to the Wind, and Hank 3, Angel of Sin sometime. Whenever. At least he's not demanding.
Yeah, he's not demanding. He's like, whatever.
It's like, yeah, whenever you guys get some time, play this song. Wow.
Hey, it's, hey, our listeners are polite.
That's right. Very polite. Have you heard Hetten Das K? They have a cover of Ace of Spades that is honky-tonkish.
The Ace of
We're going to have
Spades.
To check that out. I like
the
Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades.
You actually saw them Motorhead in concert a
I
while
saw
back.
Motorhead in concert. I'm glad I wore a black t-shirt to that concert because I would have stuck out like a sore thumb.
Anyway, finishing out here. Also need some Brent Amaker and the Rodeo. Also, would you like me to send you...
Some Asian porn?
Snakebeard Jackson from Sioux Falls. Love the show. Keep it rural. That's from Mitch Frisch.
Yeah, and you guys don't even have to ask me if I want you to send it. Just send it. To
send
me,
it,
you know.
Man. We'll listen
send
to it.
I'll give you my address. That's kind of creepy to do that.
Yeah.
How else are you going to get tapes? So.
All right, so.
Thanks for the fan feedback, buddy. That was cool.
We that was a cool. A lot of fan feedback, which is awesome because that tells us that people are listening
exactly.
to the show.
Exactly.
So the other night, you and me went out, checked out Split Lip Rayfield.
Yeah, we did.
At the Prairie Crossroads
yeah,
here
in Peoria.
Yeah, it was
an awesome show. I forgot I wasn't paying attention to the outline. So.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that.
Yeah.
I kind of caught you off guard.
No, it was a killer show. The folks at Prairie Crossroads really put on a little professional.
Man, they were fantastic.
They were treated us like kings.
They let us sign their wall.
That was cool. I felt like a rock star.
We were totally rock stars for one night.
I wanted to take a TV and throw it, but they didn't have a TV.
But awesome venue, man. Putting in a recording studio, office space, green rooms.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And hopefully we'll get some more bands that we dig and be able to check them out. And Split Lip was awesome. They let us do the interview.
I got to tell you, it was first time for me ever seeing Split Lip, and it was fantastic.
It was amazing.
I mean, they just put on... Incredible show.
And the crowd was cool.
Crowd was cool. Didn't lots of hippies, though.
Lots of hippies. What? Here's my question about hippies. I have nothing against hippies. Okay, I don't. I just want to say that right off the bat. If we have some hippie people listening, that's cool. I don't mind. I like we'll go into shows with hippies more than drunk bastards who have to push and shove and kick people. But anyway, why don't they take a bath?
I don't know, because there were a lot of dirty-looking people there.
Yeah, I don't mind. Like, it's cool. You're a hippie. You're one with the world and one with nature. But I'm sure Adam had to scrub his fucking balls once in a while.
Yeah, there were some interesting people there. No, not at all.
I'm not knocking anybody.
No, not at all.
It was a cool show. It was a good turnout.
Great show. The guys were awesome.
Thanks to Prairie Crossroads for letting us come in there and do the interview. And thanks to Split Lip Rayfield. They were kind of running kind of late, but they gave us some time, and we were rock star heroes.
It was awesome.
I was a little nervous for the interview. You'll be able to tell that.
Yeah, it kind of looked that way.
Yeah, it was cool, though.
But it was a good interview.
Yeah, it was cool, though.
Good guys.
Amen.
All right, so there's one more thing we got to talk about tonight.
Okay, go ahead. Let's get it over with. Jesus Christ.
So,
it's my show. I'm, why am I getting...
Because, fired? Dude, this has to be discussed. We got to get the big elephant out of the room. We've got to discuss this.
Okay.
All right, so first thing I want to do is I want to call Mrs. Bubba in here because she needs to be a part of this too. So, Mrs. Bubba, come on in.
I hope she talks loud enough.
All right, she's here now.
Hello, Mrs. Bubba.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Or should I say, how are you doing?
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
All right. So, a couple of weeks ago, we're over at my dad and your stepmom, your roommate's house.
Actually, I just call it my house.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're over there a couple of weeks ago, and we're just sitting around watching a hockey game on TV, and I turn my head, and I look over towards the love seat where you're sitting next to my wife, Mrs. Bubba. And strangely enough, your hand is on her knee.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. I don't really know what happened. I don't know if it's because I haven't had sex in 2 months, or I was staring at her fun bags, or it was the night we spent together a couple weeks beforehand up in my room. Without you, you were downstairs, and she was coming on me. She was talking about black cocks, fuzzy black cocks that she wanted for Christmas.
I think those were Crocs.
Okay, well, anyway.
Not cocks.
She was, you know, I think she was... You
know, I know my wife really well, and I'm just going to say that she's not interested in black
I think,
cocks.
Well, I took it as she was hitting on me. So we were kind of just hanging out, and, you know, things happen.
So it was the most awkward moment I've ever had.
Wow, thanks. That's really a compliment.
And you know, the funny part of it is I look over, and here's your hand on her knee.
And it wasn't like a slap by a sister.
Oh, no,
it was full hand on the knee. I think there was a little...
There's probably a little caress, a little grab. But as I look over, you suddenly realize that you are touching my wife in an inappropriate manner.
Oh, man, that was the... It was the most weirdest.
It was the most awkward moment.
And everybody got quiet and kind of looked at me.
And the great part of it was all three of us start laughing, and nobody else caught it at first.
I didn't move my hand very quickly either. I kind of just let it linger.
I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I feel something warm on my knee, and I realize it's Blake's hand.
Well,
oh, my.
Oh, my. But did you like it, though, a little bit? I mean, you know.
Be careful, Mrs. Bubba.
Yeah.
Don't forget Bubba is in the room.
I do love him like a brother.
Hey, good answer.
In some states.
That's legal.
In some states, that means she wants me.
Unfortunately, not in Illinois.
Okay, well, I guess I should make a formal apology to you, although I don't really think I should have to, because if it was good for me, that's all that matters. But I do apologize for making you feel awkward. But you just don't look so sexually, like, energized around me. That's what the problem was.
Yeah, all women are so sexually stimulated by you. Blah, blah, blah.
The fun bags were a little out. Did you see
that's what it was.
Did you see the
picture? She was parading her breasts.
All right, yeah. There was a lot of cleavage that night. I'll give you that.
Did you see the picture that you took?
That was probably the best picture I've ever taken.
Yeah, there was some cleavage happening. I can't really fault you.
All right, well, I apologize to you, Mrs. Bubba. But
what about apologizing to me? Dude, that's why I brought it up. I want the fucking apology.
Okay.
I think she kind of enjoyed it.
All right. I apologize for caressing your wife ever so softly.
Well, just know that if you ever get married again, I'm caressing her leg.
Can you imagine if you would caress wife number two's leg?
Oh, my God. I think she'd have stroked out.
I think she would have cut off your head and thrown it.
Yeah, because I really don't think wife number two even liked me that much.
Well, wife number two didn't like me either.
She hated you.
That's why she's wife number two. So, okay, I'm sorry.
All right, so I think we're all clear now. I'll accept your apology.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And now we can put this uncomfortable moment behind us finally.
Until the next one, probably.
Yeah, because Lord knows it'll happen
Christmas time's coming. Maybe I'll come out in the room with a bow on my penis and be like, Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Bubba.
I'm going to have to call your roommates and tell them not to hang any fucking mistletoe in the house. Yeah, we don't need that.
Down south, mistletoe means to stick it in your butthole.
Thank God we're not down south.
I'd like to live in the south. All right, well, you want to hear some music?
Yeah, let's check out another
song. Now that my... I'm just ruined completely. She's hot. I can't help it.
Hey, anyway. I'm a lucky guy.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get into the first song from our little split lip vacation we're taking here. It's called Devil Lies, and it's off their new album. And then it's followed by The Interview and a couple other split lip Rayfield songs. So stay tuned. And just remember, I was really, really nervous to meet the coolest band in the world. So here is Devil Lies.
Get it on.
That's cool. I like that. Get it on. Like Michael Buffer.
In the backwoods, Dad raised me with a tight fist and a cane. Never once did he show mercy, so I swore to serve him pain. Perched on woodpile, watching clouds roll. When I was 9 years old, up jumped the devil with a banjo, and this is what he told me. He said, I teach you to pick and to get your
And everybody, welcome back to episode 35 of It Burns When I Pee, entitled Intervention. And I'm lucky enough to be with one of my favorite all-time bands, Split Lip Rayfield. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, thank you for having us.
So I guess we'll kind of go around. I'll just take turns on the questions so everybody kind of gets involved. But Eric, how did you guys first meet and get together?
Well... Jeff and Wayne and Kirk knew each other from Wichita. I lived up in Lawrence and met them down at Winfield Bluegrass Festival. I was in this other band, and they were in a different band, and it all kind of cross-pollinated, and eventually I woke up one morning, and I was the banjo player in a band with a gas tank in it.
So, and we just heard, before the interview started, we heard the song from the new album called Devil Lies, and you actually wrote it, Eric. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about the song and what kind of inspired you to write it?
I think I was kind of writing it as like a, I don't know why I wrote it. It was kind of a I don't know. It's just kind of a silly revenge song. It actually was twice as long as it used to be. It had like 8 verses, and it went on forever, and I chopped it up before we went into the studio because it seemed ponderous, but I don't know. It's kind of a silly sell your soul to the devil, like Robert Johnson type of song, but mixed with revenge against a father who hates music, apparently. There's a whole lot of story that got cut out of it. But it was deep. It was really deep.
So, Wayne, we'll give you the next question. I'll Be Around is the first album that you guys have done, you know, since the passing of Kurt, who was an original member who had passed away battling cancer. Was it difficult for you guys to record the album and to release the album with such an important part of your guys' lives and your band not there?
Well, I don't know if we looked at it as being difficult. We just kind of put our heads down and chugged right through it. It was, you know, it was different, absolutely. And, of course, we miss our good pal Kirk. But we kind of went in there with a chip on our shoulders and kind of just churned it out.
Exactly. Awesome. And so for Jeff, here's one for you. How did the gas tank bass come about, and why did you choose that over like a regular bass?
I've got interested in wanting to build a washtub bass, and there was not a washtub available, but there was this gas tank, and it just sort of evolved from that. Decided I could just bolt a neck on it instead of doing the old pole business with it laying on the floor. It just sort of evolved from there.
And how long have you been playing?
That bass is 14 years old.
Wow. Awesome. Well, we got the band here. They're getting ready to go on stage, so we're going to play a song and then come back for the rest of the interview. We're going to do a song from the album In the Mud, and it's called Glory of the Sun. And this is one of my favorite songs on that album, and it kind of musically kind of showed what one of my most interesting things for you guys is your speed and how, you know, the speed of it, but yet it sounds so crisp and clean. And so I thought Glory of the Sun kind of was a good song to pick, and also, you know, I wanted to play one song that Kirk had written. So we'll be right back with Split Lip Rayfield. We're back with Split Lip Rayfield, and we just got done hearing Glory of the Sun. And this is another one for you, Wayne. Can each of you go around and kind of name one of your most influential musicians in your career?
That's hard to say because I've had so many influences throughout the years. Right now, I'm listening to a lot of Chet Atkins and Jethro Burns. When I was 14, I was listening to Iron Maiden. So it's kind of hard to say. It's all over the board. I like a lot of different types of music. And
do you think all the different styles you kind of try to incorporate somehow in your music in some fashion or another?
I suppose everything influences you, but yeah, I would say it all kind of melts together. I'm not one particular kind of musician. I'm kind of an all-around
sure
musician.
And Jeff, how about you?
Grandpa Jones.
All right. And then Eric, how about you?
Like Wayne, I've got a bunch over the years, and it always changes. I go through phases. I like this and that at any given time. But probably the biggest influence on me musically, the reason I'm a musician, would be my high school jazz band director, a guy named John Selzer. He was the trumpet player for Anson Funderburg and the Rockets, which was a touring blues band of some renown in the 80s. And I don't know, he was awesome. He taught me all the theory stuff that I know and made me want to do it.
And so, Jeff, here's the next question is for you is, can you think of the most obscure place you guys have played a gig, one that stands out?
Peoria, Illinois, a place called the Prairie Crossroads. No, I don't know. We played some pretty remote places. We played up in Alaska. Gosh. My mom and stepdad's farm. That's kind of a remote place.
Was there just any one place where you kind of like, you guys kind of looked at each other like, how did we get here? Like, you know, just a different kind of atmosphere or something you weren't expecting.
We didn't say that earlier today.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you did. Well, it was totally awesome when I read in the paper that you guys were coming. You know, to me it was big because for once we didn't have to drive an hour and a half or 2 hours to a show and like we usually do. So
where do you live?
I live here in Peoria. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I have a question for you.
Okay.
What was going through your mind when you decided to name your radio show It Burns When I Pee?
Oh, well, that's actually the one question that everybody asks, and it's awesome. Well, you know, there's thousands and thousands of podcasts out there on the internet, and if you're looking at a list of podcasts and you see It Burns When I Pee, it's, you know, it's going to make you intrigued one way or the other.
That's a good reason.
You know, so yeah. I guess marketing is what you would
marketing.
Call it.
Okay. Marketing thinking.
All right, well, now this is something new I've never done on an interview, but I want to do word association, so I'm going to ask each of you one word, tell you one word, and I want you to say the first thing that comes to mind. And we'll just do two each and wrap it up. Okay, Wayne, Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks. That's what,
okay.
That's what comes to mind when you all say
right.
that. I think of Garth Brooks. Actually, I think of cowboy stuff, you know, like headset microphones.
Right. And big wires that swing you across the stage. Okay, Jeff, Nashville.
The Bluegrass Inn.
All right, Eric. Michael Jackson.
Pedophilia.
Wayne, Barack Obama.
President.
Not too deep on these. All right, Jeff. Asian porn.
The internets.
All right, and Eric, last one. Pork rinds.
Reefer.
All right. They all have some kind of hidden meaning in the show. That's kind of where it went. Eric, how about you take the next one? What does the band have planned for 2010?
Well, we're going to be touring more than we did in 2009, I think. So we'll be doing more shows. And I think that we'll have a new record out that we're going to try to start working on in the spring. So maybe a new... I'm not exactly sure. I know we'll have a new record and a lot of touring.
Can we get a slip and slide, too?
Might get a slip and slide.
Yes, a touring slip and slide down the middle of the bus. Okay, so...
Bus. We'll get that first.
Where can folks go, and whoever wants to answer this, can folks go to find out more about Split Brain Field and get their hands on some CD and merchandise?
Of course, at www.splitliprayfield.com and all those other places like Facebook and MySpace and all that jazz.
All right, well, guys, I thank you very much for taking the time out. I know you guys are kind of busy and running late, but It's really an honor to meet you guys, one of my favorite bands for a long time. I've seen you play before, and it's just a real big honor. So we're going to go ahead and play one more song, and it's from the new album, and it's called All the Same. And Wayne, you wrote this song.
I wrote this song.
And my famous question, of course, is always, what kind of inspired you to write this song, and you know, how did it come about?
I was trying to seduce my wife.
I know the last time we had an interview, we were talking about Cigarette Girl, and that was one of my questions as well, was, you know, what inspired you to write this, and it was your wife trying to get you to quit smoking. So, all right. Well,
yeah, and then after that, then I had to write All the Same so I could get some more action.
There you go. So one song melted years later into the other song.
Yep.
Cool. Well, again, thank you guys very much, and thank you for coming to Peoria. That's like a big deal for me and the people in this area that listen to the music. So
little known trivia fact: I was actually born in Peoria.
There you go. First time on a Burns and IP. That's awesome. Peoria, Illinois.
Yeah. Okay. I only lived here until I was like 2, and then I lived in Bloomington Normal until I was 5, and then moved to Kansas City. So, awesome.
All right, guys, thanks a lot. And we got, here it is, Wayne, song, and Split Rayfield singing All the Same. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You don't have to try to get no thinner. Don't even have to cook my dinner. You don't have to try to ease my pain. It's all the same. It's all the same. Trying to do a better job of living. I'm trying to do a better job of giving. I'm trying to rise above my pride and shame. Take a little ride. We'll leave this old town in the dust. I never have been one to settle down. Let's keep the future undiscussed. It when you're winning. Some folks they don't like it when you're sinning. Some folks they don't like a goddamn thing. It's all the same. It's all the same. They just don't listen to the words they're saying. They tell you that they'll pray for you while praying. When they can't hear the angels when they sing. Truck and we'll take a little ride. We'll leave this old town in the dust. I never have been one to settle down. Let's keep the future undiscussed.
Big G here, back again for another installment of our special episode of Intervention. In this next audio segment, Blake walks into the room where he finds his family and friends awaiting him to confront him and his problem.
What the hell are you all doing here?
Blake, we are all here to offer you some help. Your porn addiction has gotten out of hand.
You have got to be kidding me.
Blake, as your mother, roommate, I can't stand by and watch you go blind from masturbating all the time. I also can't afford buying 10 boxes of tissues a week anymore.
First of all, it's creepy that you're talking to me about this. And second, I usually use a sock.
Well, as long as you spend all your time rubbing one out, you'll never get a girlfriend, which means you will never move out.
Seriously, dude, it's taken over your life. All of us here want you to get some help.
I don't need any help. I just need to know if the FedEx guy has gotten here yet. I got some new videos coming from Thailand.
Dude, as your friend and host of Outlaw Radio Chicago live every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Central, only at www.punkandbeansradio.com, I just can't sit here and let you ruin your life.
Nice plug there, Joshy P. I can see that you're here for all the right reasons. Just so y'all know, I love my porn, and I'm not going to stop watching it.
This is hopeless, Bubba. Can't we kick everyone out and go work the cocks?
FedEx!
Yes! Finally, Shanghai Surprise has arrived.
Mr. Clayton, good to see you again. Just sign here and down here on the bottom.
Thank you, Brian. Oh, how is Hayride to Hell and Whiskey and Waterbeds going?
Kicking ass as always. Make sure you check them out at whiskeyandwaterbeds.com and section86.com.
Hey, how come Joey got the plug and you have to give me shit about it?
Because Brian has the porn in his hand.
When we return, we will hear what happens when a professional addiction counselor enters the intervention for Blake. Stay tuned.
32 bits of programmable awesomeness.
Programmable power.
Programmable power. Amen. All right, folks. Welcome back to the dirtiest stalls on the internet. Hey, like that?
I do like that.
Yeah.
And we have pictures of our dirty stalls.
Yes. I like that. I think it's very artsy.
I think it's awesome, man.
Very creative.
It's a new...
I always take the picture before I pee.
That's good, because I don't want to see your urine.
Well, I don't want to get urine on the camera.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah.
You would ruin a digital camera with urine, I would think.
I don't know.
Although it is sterile.
That's true. All right. Well, I already welcome us back, but welcome back again.
Again.
Oh my. We are on segment 3 of episode 35.
Intervention.
Because some people need an intervention.
Yes, they do. Good God.
Good God. Uncle Bubba, I leave this very important part of the show in your hands for each episode.
I get the contact info.
You get the contact info. You're like...
I'm Mr. Contact Info Guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, call me. Hey.
I think we should... have one of those Budweiser songs. Budweiser. Mr. Contact Info Guy.
Mr. Contact Info Man.
Dude, your singing voice is terrible.
Oh, wait, no, wait.
You
no.
sound like Taylor Swift.
No, listen. As Joshy P's wife from Outlaw Radio Chicago,
yeah.
She says that I should talk in a deep voice because I have a deep voice. And she says I can pick up chicks that way. So, what was it? What were we going to call it, Kyle?
Mr. Contact Info Guy.
Mr. Contact Info Man.
Or you, it should probably be Mr. Contact Information Guy.
Mr. Contact. Mr. Contact Information Guy.
See, that sounds good.
Yeah. It's not funny.
Not at all.
Mr. Contact Information Guy.
Yeah, that's... Well, how did we get this far off base, man?
I don't know why a band hasn't called me to front them motherfuckers, man.
Gee, I can't imagine. Let's move on with the contact info.
Okay.
What do you say? Anyway, guys, you can always contact us. And girls.
Because we're getting a lot of female listeners.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
And none of them...
None of them want to do you.
None of them want to give me the business.
Wonder if any of them are Asian.
Oh, no. I think they would call and complain.
Probably.
Or write and complain.
Yeah.
Before
right.
we do the contact information, yep. do you want to hear about the Asian lady at the eyeglass place?
Yep,
might
let's
as well,
hear it.
Since we don't have anything else to talk
let's
about.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, so I'm going to get new glasses because the roommate's going to buy them for me, right?
Okay.
So I go in, and I'm all excited because I'm going to get new glasses.
And they're free.
And they're free. And I go in, and the main receptionist lady, she was kind of cute, but she had a big old humongous wedding ring on. So I'm like, meh, never mind.
Yeah, you don't want any part of that.
No, lost enough money and don't have to lose another one. So I look to her over her shoulder, and back in the accounting area, there's a long, straight, dark hair, black hair.
Very nice.
And an Asian profile. And I thought to myself, showing!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is it. I'm going to get laid by an Asian girl and get free glasses.
You've probably seen porns that started that way, haven't you?
Not in an eyeglass place.
You can make one, though.
I got very excited, and I was having difficulty like filling out my paperwork. And then she turned and looked at me. She looked
mad.
She just had a look on her face like...
She's probably one of our listeners and recognized you.
She was like... She looked like she was like going to go, you know... I'm like, hey, baby. How you doing? So I had a chance at some Asian pussy. Oh. Jesus Christ. Sorry about that. I had a chance at some Asian cuisine, but... Due to the fact that she looked like she could karate chop me in the head, knock me out, and then take all of my clothes.
It's like Bruce Lee's sister.
Yeah, like Janet Lee or one of those girls. So anyway.
One of the Lee girls.
One of the, yeah, Lee something. God.
One of the Lee girls from Hong Kong.
She wouldn't have looked so mad. Because that's the thing with Asian women. They either are super sexy or they look super mad. Because, like, I've watched some Asian porn where, you know, they're, like, in the screen, they're like, ooh, I kill you, you son. You know, I'm like, ugh. But then, you know, there's someone like, oh, hee, 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 hee. I want the hee, hee, not the, oh. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
How's that working?
Oh, the facial expressions were classic.
Too bad
nobody can see it.
Our photographer wasn't taking pictures.
That's true.
But.
Yeah, we dropped the ball there.
So I could have had a shot at some Asian porn. Maybe I just talk a lot of game. I don't know.
You never know, man. But I can understand not wanting to get your ass kicked by a woman.
Yeah, because it's happened before. I don't want it to happen again.
That's just humiliating.
Yeah, that's like threesomes. You want it to happen the first time, and then you're like, wow, this is going to be cool if it happens again. But you get your ass kicked by a girl, you're like, I don't want that to happen again. Hell no.
Yeah, that's no good.
Old girl say, whoosha, 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 whoosha.
Let's move on to the contact info.
Okay, I was just trying to add content to the show.
All right, guys. You can contact us at www.ibwip.com. You can contact us on our MySpace page at myspace.com/itburnswhenip86. Or you can email us at blake@ibwip.com. Or Uncle Bubba at IBWIP.com.
Have you got any emails yet?
I have not.
That sucks ass.
I want emails, people.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter if it has any kind of point to it.
No, just email me and say...
Hell, we read the feedback of that guy.
Get it on.
Yeah.
That's my new tagline. Get it on.
Well, that makes sense because, like, Michael Buffer and, like, fighting, cockfighting.
Yeah, cockfighting.
Sweet.
I love cockfighting.
I love cockfighting. Whack it back and forth.
Also, make sure when you go to our website... to check out the IBWIP store and buy some Uncle Bubba merchandise.
Or some South Mouth t-shirts. We got musical South Mouth.
Yeah, we got all kinds of good shit.
And we might have a special Christmas gift out there for everybody in the next couple weeks.
Cool. You can also check out our Facebook fan page. Just log on to Facebook, type in IBWIP in the search engine.
And bam,
there you are.
There you are.
Get it on.
You're right there. We got like 67 friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you know what?
What?
On MySpace, 2,498.
Holy shit.
We're going to turn the knob here. Two more people.
Very nice. Very, very nice. And then, of course, you can always call us on our toll-free number, 206-339-8419. And as always, if you call, we'll play it.
And it's free.
It's free.
In these struggling times of the economy.
Free is good.
Free is... That's the way I like my sex.
Plus, you get airtime.
Hair time?
Air time.
Oh, okay.
You know, you get on the air, and Paul in Scotland might hear what you have to say.
While he's risking his life to go from Hong Kong to Scotland. We should...
Is there any way to get there other than flying? Is he going to take a train next time?
Take
the next train to Scotland?
No, the last train.
Oh, last
Take
train.
Take the last train to Scotland, and I'll meet you at the station. We'll download It Burns with IP episodes from across the nation.
See, I think maybe Paul should, like, have us over to Scotland. You want to go to Scotland?
I think we should do a European tour.
Now, I told you. We talked about this the other night at the show. And I said I was cool with going to Germany as long as we make a swing through Amsterdam. That's a must.
We'll take more than a swing. We'll take an at-bat.
Full
at-bat.
Because you can hit all kinds of home runs in Amsterdam. Is there anything that's illegal in Amsterdam?
I don't know, but I don't know how many Asians there are in Amsterdam.
What do the girls look like in Amsterdam? Do they shave their armpits and their vaginas? Do you think vagina is better than pussy to say?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
It's so probably a little less offensive.
Less offensive. So do you think they shave their vaginas in Amsterdam?
Yeah, they keep it neat.
Keep
it trim.
Keep it real.
Real.
Speaking of keeping trim some vaginas, that's the best way.
I can't wait to see where this is going.
Yeah, that's a good segue. The Hug of 34 contest.
Oh, God.
What is wrong with everybody?
Dude, I don't know.
This is a full-size reinstate Hank poster signed by Hank Williams III. All you got to do is go up to a fucking whore and stick your finger in her fucking ear and take a picture.
And we have zero, I repeat that, zero entries.
Right, and you only have like three more days after this airs, like three more days.
Yeah, so what are we going to do?
If nobody does it, I'm going to tell everybody they suck ass and they're lazy. And if one person finally does it, they're going to win a poster.
That's right. All you got to do is just stick your finger in a dirty whore's ear and you get the poster.
Yeah, and you know, if you want to be a puss out, if you want to be a rookie and you want to do it nonchalantly, you just, as long as you're touching them, but a finger in the ear would be the best.
I thought we were going to get that entry at the split lip show the other night.
Yeah, Melissa kind of copped out and she didn't.
All night long, she kept saying, I'm scouting, I'm looking for somebody. And sure enough, the show ended and nothing.
Nope. So, peeps, seriously, I try to make interesting giveaways. I try to make, you know, a little audience participation. I don't think I'm not saying send me DNA. Don't send me your white t-shirt with yellow stains on it.
God, that's so disgusting.
I'm not making it difficult. Take a picture of a whore, for Christ's sake.
That's right.
Okay. Well, I just want to get it off my chest that we haven't had any.
Feel better now?
Yeah. Now that I've gotten stuff off my chest, look at me. Boom. Two segues in a
look
row.
Look at that.
Who's the man?
Fantastic.
Let's go. Here it is right now. Bubba's 2 cents. Hit it.
All right. This is the Thanksgiving episode, so I thought, what better time than the Friday after Thanksgiving to release the show and for me to bitch about Black Friday.
Black Friday? Is that where we round up a bunch of...
Yeah, I'm going to stop you right there. Okay. Because, you know, we don't need to go there.
All right, what is Black Friday?
Friday is the day after Thanksgiving. All the stores put on these stupid sales with ridiculously low prices.
Low prices! Low prices!
Every moron throughout the state thinks they're going to get one of the six big screen TVs the Best Buy is selling for $46. Now, give me a break. They only have so many. Is it really worth standing in line? I the last 3 years, I've gone out on Black Friday. And
you've rounded up some deals.
Well, yeah, I guess I have rounded up some deals. It is a good time to do Christmas shopping, but it's not worth it. I have seen shit in the last 3 years on the Friday after Thanksgiving that just make me want to cry.
Don't cry. I don't want you to cry.
I'm going to try to gather myself.
Okay.
Anyway. People pushing, shoving, kicking.
Sounds like a Hank 3 concert. Yeah,
that's what I heard. But really, I understand the prices are low.
Prices are low!
And everybody wants the new hot toy, but it takes me back to when I was a kid and watching my mom go out and try to get a Cabbage Patch Kid for my sister.
I remember those.
We were at Sears when there was a Sears downtown, and you had like 80 women fighting over Cabbage Patch Kids. Now, I'd probably be a little aroused by that.
Yeah, I was going to say 80 women fighting about anything is cool.
But, you know, when you're a kid, it's just disturbing.
Yeah.
Then you had the Tickle Me Elmos. I had the same problem with those. People fighting over fucking Elmo doll.
Yeah, and I don't know why they rejected the Tickle Me Blake doll. I don't understand why they rejected that.
Because you were supposed to stick the finger in the bunghole to tickle him. That's probably why.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, you get all these people out there standing in line at midnight the night before. They stand in the cold for like 6-7 hours, camped out.
Don't people die on Black Friday? Like, there's been like,
yeah, there death. Was actually a guy that was trampled to death just last year.
For what? Like,
I don't
Nintendo
know what he was
DS
buying.
That was purple?
Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
That's crazy.
You know, my wife, Mrs. Bubba, actually wrote a letter to the editor of the Peoria Journal Star, I think it was 2 years ago, talking about how much she hated Black Friday, and it actually got published in the Journal Star.
Hey, she was famous before we were.
That's right.
That's
See,
true.
Mrs. Bubba's got some
That's why I wanted to
too.
Hit that, because she's famous. I always wanted to hit a famous chick.
And now she's in the other room laughing.
Yeah. A lot of women laugh after I give them the business.
So bottom line is,
don't
this year, Black Friday, I'm staying home.
Me too.
No shopping.
I'm working.
That sucks. I'm on vacation this week.
Oh, that sucks.
No, that's great. Anyway, that's all my thoughts for tonight.
That's a good rant. You do a very good job of and like keeping it, what do you call it, hip and now and fresh.
See, it was good timing.
And you didn't even read it or nothing.
Out. No, all ad lib.
Wow, you are awesome.
Get it on.
So if I'm a podcasting god, would that make you like the podcasting David?
What?
I don't know. What's a religious person that was close to God, like his buddy? Like his? Did he have a right-hand man?
He had 12 disciples. And I think Matthew was one of them.
Oh, so, and your name is Bubba, so that makes a lot of sense.
Some of you out there will get that.
My favorite part of the other night when we were at the Split Up Brayfield concert was when we were leaving and we were saying goodbye to Gary and Melissa. And Gary's like, do I call you Uncle Bubba or do I call you Matt? And you're like, shh, Uncle Bubba.
Fucking right.
Fucking right. Matt who?
Who's Matt?
So you were a disciple.
I was a disciple.
You were the gang, in a gang.
Yeah.
What's a hand
GD.
Sign? G's up, hose down. If that bitch can't swim, she's bound to drizzown.
Bound to drizzown.
That's when Snoop Dogg was cool.
Blake thinks he's 30 Cent.
I'm about a nickel right now. Oh, shit. So, you want to hear some more music?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like the basis of the show.
Yeah, let's check out another song.
This song is called My 45, and it's by Holly Golightly and The Broke-Offs. And, one of my very good female friends of the show turned me on to this music, this band.
You have a friend?
I have a friend.
Cool.
I force her to talk to me.
Very nice.
She calls me a Yankee.
You're a Yankee.
Yes, I am.
Take it, she's from the South?
Yes, she's from the South.
South mouth.
Ow. I have no idea what that was. So, this is My 45 by Holly Golightly and the Broke-Offs. You can check them out at myspace.com/ Holly Golightly and the Broke-Offs.
Get it on.
Or you could say, get your hank on. But I have get your hank on.
You got get your hank on, so I'm just get it on.
Let's get it on. You like Marvin Gaye? Bow. You want some? You want
Motown?
You want to get some vagina? You play that song. Let's
Marvin Gaye, Barry White, any of that stuff,
Barry
guaranteed.
White. Yeah, you get some. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe we should start up a Barry White and Marvin Gaye tribute band, bluegrass style.
That'd be interesting.
And how would that go? I got it.
Let's hear it.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
I'm waiting.
Let's get it on. Let's get it on. No.
I don't think it has the same effect on the ladies.
Okay, well then we'll just go ahead and play My 45 by Holly Golightly and the Broke-Offs.
Get it on.
Do the fucking song. So yeah. I get going, gonna get me gone today.
Well, go on, knock yourself out, cause I don't want you to stay. And I said, honey, when I call your name, you better run, you better run. My 45.
You don't like it when I'm going.
No, I can't wait for you to leave. I hope you choke upon
can dance like Sulu and shake your little behind.
Yes.
You've got to give it a chance when you do the Sulu dance, and your friends will say,
oh my.
Say, jump around if you want to and move your arms like a machine.
Yes.
If you do the Sulu dance while wearing tight pants, some people may call you a
queen.
The Sulu dance.
Sulu, Sulu, just fine. Sulu, Sulu. Now that's ridiculous.
Sulu dance is fun to do, well, but your girl may get jealous.
No.
Because if you abuse it, your girl will lose it and run up and say,
who is this?
You can dance like Sulu,
you know,
but some may choose to not.
No.
You've got to give it a chance when you do the Sulu dance, and your girl will give up the
balloon dot.
See, Sulu dance.
Yes.
Sulu dance.
Yes.
What you say when you answer the phone?
Hello.
Sulu dance.
Yes.
Sulu dance.
Yes.
I want to dance. We're having the ball.
Thank you very much.
Sulu dance.
Yes.
Sulu dance.
Yes.
Everybody will sing and laugh. Sulu dance.
Yes.
Sulu dance.
Yes.
Shake that big bone in your pants.
No.
Pass.
Thank you.
It's a Sulu dance.
You know.
It's a Sulu dance.
Thank you.
It's a Sulu dance.
Oh my.
It's a Sulu dance.
Yeah.
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 It's a Sulu dance.
Now that's ridiculous.
What's up, motherfuckers? This is Joshy P, host of Outlaw Radio out of Chicago. I air live every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Central at www.punkandbeansradio.com. If you are looking for a good time, I play nothing but the current underground, bluegrass, country, rockabilly, psychobilly, what have you. So if you want, crack open a cold beer, get rowdy, and come out every Tuesday night to Outlaw Radio Chicago. For more information, head on over to myspace.com/outlawradio2.
I am.
Well, folks, it's Big G here again, and we are about to wrap up this episode of Intervention. With Blake in denial of his addiction to porn, his family and friends called a professional addiction counselor to try to help Blake overcome his addiction. Here is how the final confrontation went down.
Listen, Blake, you have a problem, and we all want you to get some help.
Not me! If it wasn't for all his FedEx orders, I'd be out of work. Plus, he gives me all his used tapes.
Okay, I stand corrected. Most of us want you to get some help.
Actually, I don't really care if he stops watching porn either. I'm just here for the plug. Remember, Outlaw Radio Chicago, Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Central, only at www.thepumpkinbeansradio.com. And if you miss it live, all shows are available for download at www.savingcountrymusic.com.
I don't really give a shit if he fucks a damn goat. I just want y'all out of my house.
Now you guys are talking. Well, it looks like this intervention has gone to shit for y'all.
Wait. Blake, I hired a professional counselor to talk to you. If after you talk to him you still want to spank it 24/7 to Asian porn, then be my guest.
Bring him on. The sooner we get done, the sooner I am getting to business on the new video.
Okay. Hey, Dr. Trigger, come on in.
Hello, everyone.
All right, Doc. Why do you think I should stop watching porn?
Well, Blake, I've been looking at your internet history, and to be honest, I'm pretty disturbed.
Oh, Jesus. I can't listen to this. I've got to go do a breathing treatment.
The Asian porn is mild compared to some of the stuff you're watching. I think watching fat girls and Jell-O is a little much, don't you?
Actually, it's pretty hot. You should check it out.
Do you realize this is affecting your family and the relationships with the opposite sex? If you continue, you might cause serious problems in your life.
I know. I fell off the bed and almost broke my neck last week.
Please go with me to an inpatient facility and get the help you need, Blake.
Yeah, man. You probably should go.
I guess Dr. Trigger is right, Blake. You are kind of creepy.
What the hell is the FedEx guy still doing here?
He's kind of cute. I told him to stick around.
Oh, Lord. So what's it going to be, Blake? Are you going to go cold turkey off the porn or self-destruct?
I'm sticking with the porn, y'all. Who cares if we never get a sponsor? Happy hand humping to everybody. I'm off to go watch The Last Salami in Shanghai.
What the hell, Dr. Trigger? I thought you said you could get him to go to rehab.
Well, I cured that one guy from his obsession with Twilight, so I figured this would be a snap.
What a waste of 10 grand.
Where the hell did you come up with 10 grand?
Yeah, about that. You know that trip to Branson we were planning? Let's just say it's not going to happen this year.
No, Dollywood, you suck, Bubba. Come on, FedEx guy, we're out of here.
Actually, my name is Brian.
Take me to Dollywood now, FedEx guy.
Damn, you could at least get my name right.
Well, there you go, folks. Another seamless, tasteless, and in my opinion, a drawn-out installment of an IBWIP comedy skit. Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out Big G's Texas Roadshow at KOOK93.5 and RevFMRadio.com, midnights to 5 a.m. Central Time, every night of the week.
All right, that was Smoking and Thinking by Dr. Barkey. You can check them out at www.myspace.com/ Dr. Barkey.
Can you spell doctor for him?
That would be DOKTORBARKEY. Dr. Barkey.
MOUS.
No, there's no mouse.
Oh.
No mouse.
I like that song, Smoking and Thinking. I do too much of both.
Smoking and Thinking.
Well, just recently, me and my buddy Dave went up to Chicago to hang out with Josh EP from Outlaw Radio.
Good times, I hear.
Chicago. It's a great time. It made me realize how old I am because I stayed up till like 2 in the morning, two nights in a row.
Dude, I can't do that anymore.
I went into a coma. But we recorded a show. I think he's going to be releasing it here in the next few weeks. It's going to be, I think, episode 73. But it's pretty cool. We put the mics on, and his wife came on, and she was super cool. And it was really awesome to let them have them let us come down there and hang out and tear up their house and stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time.
His wife was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, like
Mrs. Bubba cool?
like Mrs. Bubba Cool, but wouldn't let me. I wouldn't dare try to put my hand on her leg.
Afraid she'd like rip your hand off.
Yeah, I think there was some discussion about her looking at my cock with a Declaration of Independence tattooed on the side of it, but I think Joshy P put a big stop to that. But it was a really good episode, so wait for it. Wait for it, and check it out at savingcountrymusic.com.
I'll check that out.
Yes, Outlaw Radio Chicago, one of the best shows on the internet. He's a lot more musical, like, he's in a band and stuff, so his is more of like a more knowledgeable. And,
unlike you, who has no musical ability.
No, and his information is more musical.
Cool.
Mine's just disgusting, endless banter and rap songs.
That's right.
I can rap like a motherfucker. You want to hear me sing Ice Ice Baby?
I sing the whole song. Yeah, I got to hear it.
Really? You want me to sing it?
Fucking right, I do.
Shit. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. The ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know.
Turn off the lights and I'll glow to the extreme. I'll rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and watch a chump like a candle. Dance. Curse speakers at boom. Killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. The problem with that song is there's nowhere to stop.
Yeah, it just kind of keeps rolling. Yeah, so. That was pretty impressive, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe we'll have a new rap segment.
Yeah.
Or Blake and I bust a funky lyric.
Bust a funky rhyme.
Doesn't really fit in with our usual genre.
And it's amazing I can remember all the words to that, but like I can't remember what happened last week. Like I couldn't give you any details of what happened last week.
None.
No. And I couldn't tell you the area of a triangle.
I could give you some stuff from last week. I saw Split Lip Rayfield.
Oh, yeah. I saw Spoilers for a bit.
Kick ass.
So, Bubba, people don't want to hear about us bantering on.
You know what they do want to hear about?
What do they want to hear about,
They Bubba? Want to hear what's coming up from IBWIP.
What is coming from up?
Well, let me answer that for you, Blake. We're not going to do a mini episode in December. Oh, wait, that's what's not coming up.
Right, so now that we know what's not coming up, wow, we're really struggling on this one.
All right, here's what's really
coming. We're supposed to end the show with like a bang. Like, it's like the last segment was supposed to be like, killer, on the mark, everything, bam, 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 bam. Instead, I'm singing Ice Ice Baby, and you're telling us what's not going to happen.
All right, well, I think I can do it this time.
Okay.
On December 18th, we will release the Christmas episode. Of It Burns When I Pee.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh my God, why do you keep singing?
One horse open. Stay.
What's with you and the rap music tonight?
I don't know. I haven't listened to a rap song in forever, but I just feel a funky groove.
I think it's because we talked about rap music the other night at the Split Lip Rayfield concert.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're talking about bands we saw.
Yeah.
That was cool. Again, everybody, we forgot to mention everybody that we saw.
We did. And it was my first time going to a live show with you guys, and I just had an awesome time.
Yeah. We saw Gary and Melissa, two wonderful listeners and coolest friends in the whole world.
Who unbelievably invited us.
Yeah, why would you invite us to come somewhere?
They invited us to come stay at their house and tape an episode on location. In February.
Yeah, and then we're going to go to a different state and do it.
Yeah. Yeah, then we're going to go to Lafayette, Indiana.
Do you remember what we're going to Lafayette, Indiana for?
I believe it's to see Joe Buck.
Oh, yes. Okay. That'd be cool. So we also saw Dave.
Dave and Scott.
Dave and Scott were there. That's pretty cool.
Got some peeps
coming out. And then all the way from Decatur.
It's a long drive.
Long drive from Decatur. But we had the guys from US 36.
Yes.
JR and Brandon. And JR's wife, who I affectionately like to call the Catholic school girl heavy metal horn thrower. That's not what I called her before.
No, it's not.
The hardcore Christian home. I don't know, but
he called her something that had to do with devil horns.
It was witty. But they're awesome. They're super cool, and they came all the way up, which is cool.
It was great to have a bunch of our fans up there with us and enjoying a great show.
I don't really know if they're fans. I don't think they like us.
Oh, I think some of them like us.
I don't see how everybody doesn't like us, because I am a podcasting god.
Amen.
Wow.
Get it on.
Get it on. Anyway, so yeah, Christmas special coming out. It's going to be good. We always have a good time on Christmas. And last year, I think we had Little Lisa Dixie for Christmas.
Are we going to do a gift exchange?
I don't know. Do you want to?
I think we should do a gift exchange.
Okay. I know what I'm getting, Mrs. Bubba.
Please wrap it.
Oh, I thought you were wanting me to wrap it. Like I was going to go, I'm going to get Mrs. Bubba.
No. I was talking about wrapping something else.
Oh, I'm going to wrap it. I was going to give her like one of those, you know, the cast your penis. Remember, you know?
He made a cast of your penis.
That's what I'm going to do, Mrs. Bubba. I'm casting my penis. You're getting it for Christmas. Do you want me to paint it a certain color for you? Okay.
She said black.
And that's like the loudest she's ever talked on a show before. She's like, black. I want a black penis.
Oh, my God.
I thought she was going to say, like, lavender. She's like, I want a big black. I love it. Is there anything special that you want for Christmas?
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to surprise me.
Ooh. Don't bend over.
I already know what I'm getting you. And no, it's not Asian porn.
Boo.
And it's also not a Asian mail order bride. Thanks for that website, though.
That's what I did last year for Christmas. Everybody's like, what do you want for Christmas? Let's get the, you know, it's like the middle of summer. My mom's like, everybody, I need your Christmas present list. And I was like, okay, here's a website where you can buy an Asian wife for me.
Yeah, that was just really, really awkward.
And I did not. Christmas Day came. I got up and I was all excited.
And no Asian woman in your bedroom.
No Asian woman in there. So I guess we should say goodbyes.
Yeah,
I feel like I don't want this episode to end because I feel like it's just filled with a wealth of knowledge.
I don't know about knowledge, but it's definitely filled with a lot of entertainment.
A lot of entertainment.
I had a good time tonight.
I've had a great time. I always have a good time with you.
It almost makes me want to do this more often.
How about next month?
I'm good with next month.
Okay.
And we got to hurry up because December 18th is not that far away.
I know. I didn't schedule correctly. Anyway. I want to first give a big thanks to Joshy P again and thank his wife for letting us come there and spend the weekend. And
of course, it'll be the last time she ever lets you come up there. But
yeah, we had dinner and usually when you have people come over, I don't know about you, but when you have people coming over and you're going to have dinner, you have an ensemble of things to, you know, tempt your palate.
Tempt your palate.
I don't know. I was trying to sound. But we had brats.
Brats are good. You love brats.
I love brats.
Did
nothing else.
Nothing else.
She made peas.
Peas?
Yeah.
All right, so I got to know the brats. Did she put them in a hot dog roaster?
No, we cooked them on the grill like men. Oh,
no. See?
I know.
I got the hot dog roaster.
No, but it was really cool. And
Blake loves my brats.
I love your brats, big fellow, when they get all brown and crispy.
Gross. Brats and peas.
No, but she gave me some ice cream. She wouldn't let me eat it in the living room.
I don't blame her. You'd have made a mess.
No, I know. But no,
spill it on your shirt, and
I'm
then you'd have blamed your cum stains on ice cream.
It was a little inside joke between me and Tina, and so it was pretty cool. But I really appreciate them letting us come up, and we're hopefully going to do it again, have them come down and maybe, you know, hang out at the roommate's house.
Cool.
Yeah. Roommates will love that.
Yeah, I bet.
Who do you want to thank?
I want to thank, once again, everybody that came out and joined us to see Split Lip Brayfield last week.
Yeah, it's cool going to a show and seeing people that you know. And,
yeah, it's a good time.
Good time. And I was, like, rocking out with Gary because we both had the same kind of, like, headbanging thing going
Gary
on.
Gary is a monster of a motherfucker.
He's a monster motherfucker. He's cool.
He's cool.
He's cool. I like him. He's cool.
And him and Melissa have seen a lot of fucking concerts.
Yes. Anybody that wants to go to a concert in any venue, like, call him up.
Look up,
hey,
Gary.
Look, have you guys been here? You know, like, yeah.
They'll know.
They'll know. They'll tell
They've
you
been
exactly.
There.
They'll be like, this is a fucking
They'll tell you
die.
Who they saw, when they saw them, all the great parts about the show, the bad parts of the show. They're awesome.
Yeah. I want to thank you, Uncle Bubba.
Thanks. I'll thank you.
What are you thanking me for?
For coming over to my house and recording the show.
Well, thank you for being on the Shizzo.
I love being on the Shizzo.
I want to thank Big G, Big G's Texas Road Show, Joshy P, Trigger Man, and Brian for helping out with the intervention skit. And I also want to thank my mother, I guess, for being on.
Your who?
My female roommate, Well, in the episode, she's my mom, so I had to call her my
okay.
mom.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
It was nice to get her on the show finally.
Yeah, and you know what? Next episode, we'll talk about when she popped a zit on my butt.
Looking forward to that.
Maybe we can have her on the show to discuss that.
I think we should.
Do you want to call her right now? We'll save it.
Nah, we'll save it.
We gotta wait for it.
We'll save it for next month.
And of course, we want to thank all the listeners for listening to us for hours and hours talk about stuff that has
endless banter.
Endless banter.
Meaningless banter.
And that's what I write on here.
Yeah, you just write banter.
I write banter.
And we just roll.
We just wing it. We're professionals that ramble on.
That's right.
So instead of rambling on,
I guess it's time to play our last song.
It always saddens me when we play the last song.
Yeah, I hate the last
song. And as a special gift, after the song, I'm going to put some excerpts from tonight that were not released.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Because there was a lot of stuff that we talked about that
you wanna hear
wasn't going to make the show.
You want to hear some funky rhymes?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Throwing it out there for y'all.
Excellent. Well, let's listen to one more song. Okay, this is White Boy Blues by J.R. Preston from US 36. Make sure you guys check out the band at www.myspace.com/US36.
Yeah, they aren't backing him up on this. This is like his own stuff.
His solo act.
Solo stuff, but you know, I still wanted to give a peeps out to
absolutely.
Proper peeps.
Proper peeps.
So, but I love the White Boy Blues. I got the White Boy Blues all the time.
We live the White Boy Blues.
The black guys always get the hot white girls.
That's right.
And that gives me the white boy.
They say we're the man, and I don't think so.
I'm not.
I'm not the man.
I'm not the man, but I am a podcast god.
Amen.
Are you supposed to hold it?
I can't. I smoke too much.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Again, J.R. Preston, one of his songs he wrote called White Boy Blues.
Get it on.
That was kind of a scary one. Like your face. You were like,
because I was
like,
waiting.
I'm going to push the button. Jesus Christ.
And sat my ass down. This brother come up and he wore a big crown. He said, "Hey son, how the hell you get in here?" Then he sat on down and started sipping his beer. He noticed my guitar and said, "Boy, you're a fool." He picked up his Fender, said, "Let me take you to school." He got up on stage and he played his song. That same old thing, I'm a woman, done him wrong. When it was all over, said, "Boy, you're up, and now we'll see. Can you play the blues song? You never live that way." Then I fucking started, and I swear I heard him say, "God damn, the white boy can play the blues." Yeah, you never saw me coming. Well, what the hell are you gonna do? Yeah.
Think I'm cracking up.
What is it?
I think I'm cracking up.
Think I'm cracking up. Am I
just paranoid? Or am I just stoned?
I'm going to... Well, I guess we're going to record until the ice has gotten.
Were you recording?
No, we were waiting.
No, we were waiting.
Oh. Sorry.
It's okay. If you're okay, I'm okay. Are you okay? I'm okay.
That's me doing the imitation of your fizz. Sorry, we haven't started yet.
Want to sing another song while we're waiting?
I don't know what you want to think.
Sometimes I used to wonder how the hella ugly dude get a fine girl's number. He's getting juice for his ducket. I tell a girl in a minute, yo. I drive a bucket.
That's right.
And won't think nothing of it. She can ride or walk, either leave it or
love it.
And then I show her that I'm not the O, the N-E-C. I'm a ruthless N-I-double-G-A. Because I'm gaming on the females that's gaming on me. You know I spelled girl with a B. A brother like me is only out for one thing, I think, with my ding-a-ling. But I won't bring no flowers to your doorstep when we're going out. And you'll take it for granted, no doubt. Because after the date, I'll be wanting to do the wild thing. You want a lobster? I'm thinking bird can. And when I take you, you get frustrated. You can't juice Ice Cube and you hate it. Messing with me, though, there gets none. You can't juice Ice Cube, girl, because I ain't the one.
Wow.
And then the black girl goes, I don't care how they look. If they got money, maybe we can hook up. They ain't getting none. And the other one says, yeah, I just think they're going to get some. They mind a little bit and take that money. Wow, that was like a minute and a half of endless banter.
Wow.
Every good episode of It Burns When I Pee from now on should have a good Straight Outta Compton NWA song.
There we go.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Okay, anyway. Do you remember any songs from there? Come on. Throw down a line or two.
Oh, I'd have to sit and think. It's been a long time.
Straight Outta Compton.
Crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube from a gang called Niggas With Attitudes.
When I'm crawled off,
I got sawed off. And bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you fuck with me. The police are going to have to come and get me.
Off your ass. And that's how I'm going now.
For the punk motherfuckers, that's showing out. Niggas want to rumble. I mix them in and cook them in a pot like gumbo.
Going off on a motherfucker like that.
With a gat that's pointed at your ass.
So give
bring
it
up smooth.
Ain't no
telling when I'm down for a jack move.
Here's a murder rap that keeps you dancing.
With a crime record like Charles Manson.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Okay, well.
3 minutes of us weren't rapping.
Is it just me or is it hot in here?
It's hot in here.
Hot. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Maybe we'll do that for the Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah.
We'll give a rap.
Bust a funky rhyme. Let's find a Christmas song by, like, Slick Rick.
Slick Rick.
Dirty nursery rhymes.
Very nice. That was a classic.
Okay, well, I'll remember 3:30. Now go ahead and clip it there, and we will go ahead, action.